This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9. Dr. Rob in the house this morning as well.
Yes. Now, look, one thing we do not recommend is any over excess of alcohol. That's right. Something we would not definitely recommend.
Wouldn't recommend it. However, we understand that it's a part of life.
We understand it's a part of life.
It happens.
If it does happen, Dr. Rob is here for the rescue.
Apparently so, yes.
Apparently. But is there a rescue? That's what the first question. Because I think you just have to sort of bear it if it happens.
You have a hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking into this, and the problem with hangovers is there's lots of different things that are going on when you get a hangover. When you've drunk too much alcohol, obviously, the alcohol itself has effects on your body.
Yes.
And you get lots of toxic products from that. And also it messes around with things like your blood sugar levels, and you pee a lot, so you get dehydrated. So there's lots of different factors, and there's no real one factor that really stands out in what causes a hangover. So preventing them, obviously the easy way to prevent them is, as you say, to not overindulge.
Because easier said than done sometimes.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yes. I mean, it's that time of year, isn't it, where you know, you're going to be out with friends, you're going to be enjoying yourself, and you may not necessarily notice how much stuff you're putting in your mouth.
I have to admit, I am very responsible with alcohol these days. Since your birthday party. I think it's with age you get a bit like, oh yeah, I don't want to go there again.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, absolutely. But prevention is probably better than cure in the sense that, you know, if you pace yourself a little bit, if your body metabolizes about one standard drink an hour. So if you do pace yourself and slow yourself down a little bit, be a bit more conscious, maybe intersperse with a soft drink or some water between times, you could probably manage to keep things reasonably okay and not suffer quite so much the next day.
Yeah, because if you are drinking a lot, and people have like their ideas about things they can do at the end of the night before they go to bed to prevent it hurting the next day. So like getting home, drinking lots of water, eating like pieces of bread, are these things that work?
Well, there's no evidence that anything specifically works. But yeah, I mean, I have to say I'm a huge fan of getting home, having a large drink of water, having something to eat, and maybe even two paracetamol or two Nurofen before you go to sleep. The other thing I think you really need to do is to have some water by your bed. I don't know about you guys, but I get that thing at about, if I go to bed, say about midnight, having drunk quite a bit, I wake up about 3 or 4 o'clock and I feel absolutely thirsty.
Yeah, it's the budgie cage on your tongue.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I always find that if I have something to drink at that stage, I feel a lot better. And I think that makes a lot of sense, really, to have something there and to listen to your body and what it's telling you that you need at the time you need it.
Well, it's usually by that time it's telling me it needs the bed to stop spinning. Why does the bed spin?
Well, that's part of the effects of the alcohol on your balance system. And it just makes you feel really off balance. I mean, alcohol has, it's interesting, alcohol's actually an anaesthetic. If you take it in large enough amounts, that's why people pass out with alcohol, because if you drink enough of it, you just...
You pass out.
Pass out. And so it has just gradual changes. I mean, the first thing that usually happens when you drink is you start getting a little bit relaxed. And that's why we kind of like alcohol, is because it makes us feel more relaxed. If you're going out somewhere, if you have a couple of drinks, the hot guy across the room who you really fancy, if you had a drink, you go up and shuffle up to them. Whereas perhaps if you hadn't had that drink, you might not, because you'd feel really embarrassed. He's not going to look at me, all those kinds of things.
Yeah, so it lowers your inhibitions a little bit.
It lowers your inhibitions. And then as you go on, you get all the stuff like slurring of your speech and feeling numb and poor control. It gets worse and worse. Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about hangover cures because it's that time of year. And I've managed to pull up a silly website which has a lot of hangover cures, which we've been discussing in the break, and some of them are apparently wrong. So One that they say is fizzy drinks.
Fizzy drinks.
They're saying it helps with the nausea.
No.
No, that's wrong.
Well, the thing about the fizzy drink... Look, fizzy drinks are really good because they've got energy in and often they've got a little bit of salt. Particularly the classic one is 7-Up, which had... Oh, I shouldn't mention that. Had a little bit of sugar as well as the energy. And fizzy drink is so... It kind of helps a little bit with rehydration. The problem with the fizz is the fizz. You've got the gas, and that will distend your stomach, and that'll actually make you feel more sick.
Oh.
So I tend to... Flat, yeah, absolutely. You're probably better off actually going for your sports energy kind of drinks.
I was
going to
say, a sports energy drink?
They would be brilliant, yeah. They're really good.
Because they've got the salt in it as well.
Absolutely, and it's the saltiness that is part of that... You know that craving you get the next morning for a bacon sandwich?
Oh, I'm all for the greasy food the next morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's just replacing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, they say Vegemite on toast, which is, again, it's replacing salt, isn't it?
Absolutely. Salt and energy and a few vitamins as well. So,
yeah. They're saying another one which is really good is bananas.
Bananas. Yep. Energy again. Yeah. And a bit of potassium from the bananas.
Potassium have an effect?
Yeah. Well, that's part of what you lose as well when you're peeing all the time.
What about the classic is I oftentimes, after a night out, on the way home, it's an Aussie thing, get a kebab. Does that help, or is that just one of those weird cravings that everyone seems to get in pop culture nowadays?
No, it's all that thing. It's putting energy back into your body because you're burning through stuff. It's giving you that little bit of salt. It's all the same things that we're really sort of craving. It goes back, I guess, to that thing that I was saying earlier. Yeah, you have to listen to your body and what it tells you that you need.
Body says kebab, get a kebab.
Absolutely. Yeah.
One of the things they say on the website is don't take ginseng.
Okay.
Because it dehydrates you more. Do you know?
I have no idea about ginseng, but I'm sure that's true. Ginseng's one of those things that, I'm very much a doctory doctor, alternative herbal kind of things. Yeah, if you like, but...
And the other one they say is sauerkraut, but I don't know why. I couldn't imagine sauerkraut when
it would make me feel very sick.
I can't imagine eating sauerkraut without the alcohol anyway. There's nothing about that sounds appealing to me in the first place.
If I'm at a German restaurant, I love my sauerkraut. Don't get me wrong. Love sauerkraut. Well, I actually prefer red cabbage better, but I do like my sauerkraut with my worst.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.